Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, October 7th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, Apple is widely expected to announce at least new iPad Pros and a new Vision Pro sometime as soon as this month. One lingering question is whether or not that M5 iPad Pro will have two front-facing cameras. This is something that Bloomberg's Mark Gurman had reported a couple months ago as being in development, but recent hardware leaks have failed to show a clear indication of whether or not that's true. In his Power On newsletter, here's what Gurman says about whether or not the new iPad Pro will have those two front-facing cameras. He says that he can say with certainty that M5 iPad Pros within Apple have the second lens. There is, however, a history of Apple testing features at an advanced stage before pulling them at the last minute. For example, Apple has made last-minute changes to things like certain storage capacities or on the original iPad that was originally set to have two dock connectors instead of one. So at this point, it still seems like Gurman is confident that the new iPad Pro will indeed feature a second front-facing camera. As for when to expect the M5 iPad Pro to be released, if you look on Apple's website today, inventory levels for the iPad Pro are starting to dwindle, with current shipping estimates for most configurations showing mid to late October. Generally, this is viewed as a sign that an announcement of new products is imminent. Supply levels for the base model MacBook Pro powered by the M4 are also starting to dwindle, but availability for the M4 Pro and M4 Max configurations remains strong. Whether or not Apple releases new MacBook Pros this year remains to be seen, but we are confident that we'll see at least new iPad Pros and a new M5 Vision Pro. In other news today, back at CES in January, LG caught the attention of Mac users by teasing a new ultra-fine 6K display with Thunderbolt 5. The company, however, was tight-lipped on details about the display, including pricing and availability. Mac users, however, were excited about the prospect of a 32-inch 6K display at perhaps a reasonable price point. Well, now that new LG Ultrafine 6K display is now available to pre-order from B&H, and B&H says that it will cost $2,000. That makes it significantly more affordable than the Pro Display XDR, which also features a 6K resolution at 32 inches, and actually about the same price as Apple's Studio Display, which is a 27-inch panel with a 5K resolution. In terms of connectivity, you get a DisplayPort, an HDMI port, two USB-C Thunderbolt 5 connectors, and three normal USB-C ports. The resolution matches Apple's Pro Display XDR and comes out to 218 pixels per inch. Like the XDR, the LG Ultrafine 6K also doesn't have built-in speakers or a built-in webcam. The Pro Display XDR, however, does have higher brightness at both normal usage and HDR usage. In terms of design, the LG Ultrafine 6K bears a lot of resemblance to the Pro Display XDR, at least in terms of how it looks in the pictures. The jury is still out on actual build quality, which has been a major problem with previous LG Ultrafine displays. According to the images, it does feature a fully height, tilt, and rotation adjustable stand. Meanwhile, Bloomberg recently reported that Apple is nearing mass production on two new Mac monitors, but it remains to be seen how those compare to the existing XDR and Studio Display. If you're interested in the LG Ultrafine 6K, you can hit the link in the show notes. Again, I'd caution to maybe wait for reviews of this display before pulling the $2,000 trigger, but at the very least, it's nice to have another option on the market in this coveted resolution and form factor. We're sponsored this week by Backblaze. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a perfect time to rethink your backup strategy. Backblaze protects your data automatically and in the background, a no-brainer part of your defense against ransomware and hardware failure. From business-critical documents to your entire photo library, Backblaze has you covered. When something goes wrong, you can restore fast, from the cloud, the client, or even a physical drive. 9to5 Mac listeners get 20% off with code 9to5daily. That's 9to5daily. Go to backblaze.com/9to5Mac to start a free trial and use the promo code at checkout. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Writing out today, Apple has released iOS 26.1 Beta 2, and there are a few interesting changes here worth highlighting. First, there's a change that should make it harder to accidentally snooze or dismiss your alarms every morning. Apple redesigned the alarm screen in iOS 26 with much larger buttons than before, but in iOS 26.1, it's redesigned this interface yet again, with a new slide-to-stop gesture for dismissing an alarm. So no longer can you simply tap the screen to dismiss an alarm. Instead, you have to slide all the way from the left to the right. Above that, you still have a single tap button for snoozing the alarm. So you can tap to snooze or slide to turn the alarm off altogether. Other small changes include the text and icons in the Settings app are now left aligned. App folder titles on your home screen are also now left aligned. And there are a couple of small changes to the Calendar app and the Downloads interface in Safari. But perhaps the biggest change is actually in iPadOS 26.1 Beta 2. When iPadOS 26 launched, it introduced a brand new, more powerful windowing system for apps. It's a model that looks and works a lot like the multitasking interface on the Mac. But as part of this, Apple also did away with the prior split view and slide over multitasking options. But some users, if not many users, found the absence of slide over as a feature regression. Split view is easy enough to replicate with the new system. You can simply slide an app to the left or the right, and it'll automatically split the app sizes down the middle. Slide over, however, wasn't easily replicated with the new windowing interface. So now, with iPadOS 26.1, Apple has restored slide over multitasking to the iPad. It works alongside the new windowing system, so when viewing an app's window resize controls, inside the green traffic light option in the top left corner of a window, there's a new dedicated button to enter slide over. This button resizes the window to a typical slide over size and lets you work inside any apps in the background without hiding the slide over app from view. You can swipe the app to the right to hide it out of view and pull it back when you need it. You can also now resize the slide over window to your liking, which is a new benefit compared to the previous implementation of this feature. There does, however, appear to be one feature missing. At least in Beta 2, you can only have a single slide over app at a time. In iPadOS 18, Apple let you keep a whole stack of apps in slide over mode that you could easily swipe between. But at least, again, as of right now, that's not possible in this new iteration. For a closer look at how SlideOver works in iPadOS 26.1 Beta 2, you can hit the link in the show notes. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.